Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the broadcasting lair of Zia Comics in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I am your host, Troy Stegner. I have an unboxing for you, but before we get to that, I have one favor to ask you. Please subscribe. It helps us out with the metrics a lot. Pandering over. Let's see what we got. We got our boy, Sabretooth. If you've watched any of the X-Men movies, and I don't know how you haven't because there's about a million of them, you're probably familiar with Sabretooth. I think in the originals he was portrayed by Taylor Mayne. Tall dude, met him in real life. He's really that tall. He did a decent job portraying him. But I gotta say my favorite is the Liv Schreiber portrayal of Victor Creed in the Wolverine movies. If you don't know much about Victor, he kind of a tragic story. Whenever his powers manifested, parents, that was back when parents were, when people were not as open-minded as they are today. So, you know, it kind of freaked him out. They didn't know what it was. The dad threw him in the basement, locked him in the basement, man. And, just left him down there for a long, long time. Kept pulling out they called them devil teeth, I believe, back then. His pointed teeth, which, of course, kept growing back, because that's what healing factor does. Eventually, Victor chewed through his arm, his hand, to get loose. He got loose and killed Daddy. Killed him dead. Then he, you know, took off. Little rampage across Canada. And he had it in for his brother. He would torture him as much as he could until his brother died. But he has been kind of a nemesis to Wolverine almost the whole time. You know, they have very similar powers. Depending on which story you read, you know, one or the other always comes out on top. There's been times, I think, when Wolverine has beaten the snot out of him. I think he even cut his head off once. And there's times when Sabretooth has gotten the best of Wolverine. So it goes back and forth. They're pretty evenly matched. I believe right now, if I remember correctly, he was tried in Krakoa, which is the X-Men's own sovereign nation now, an island. And he was, you know, pretty defiant the whole time. He's, you know, they kept trying to say, you know, you can reform, we can, you become good, become more of us. He pretty much thumbed his nose at him and, you know, I'm going to be me. So they didn't kill him. Krakoa actually encased him, pulled him underground, and he's still alive. He's still conscious. He knows what's going on. He just cannot escape. He has not escaped yet. I won't say he can't because it's comics and I'm sure he'll find a way. Or they might pull him out if they need him on some mission and hope that he doesn't do him dirty. Okay, this is another, the 110 scale from Iron Studios with the battle dioramas. This is supposed to work with the other 110 scale battle dioramas. Just like the other 110 scales, they really heavy base, really heavy. The figure, really light. I mean, really light. This thing, I can't believe how light it is compared to this. It's just night and day. This looks like it's more based on the classic Sabretooth, you know, kind of the Liv Schreiber-esque Sabretooth. We're going to, you know, they're always, they have a peg. It's usually keyed. Usually, I mean always. So we just have to find where this peg goes. And I'm thinking it goes right here in the Sentinel. There's another piece. They love to pose the X-Men guys with, like, destroyed or halfway destroyed Sentinel pieces because the Sentinels are a classic foe of the X-Men. But if you look right here, it looks like there's a hole right there that's keyed, which is going to be the same as on here. So Let's see if that is true. Okay. Oh, there we go. Boom. Perfect. I'm really liking this piece. I like it a lot. We have the claws of the big hands. Old bulky saber tooth, Tyler Mane looking saber tooth. On top of the Sentinel hand coming right at you. For the price, under $200, a great pickup. It's, you know, if you're just getting into statues, this would be a good one to start with, especially if you're an X-Men fan. Pretty good detail for, you know, the price and size. So I would highly recommend this, man, if you're just getting into statues or if you just like the X-Men a whole lot. So there you have it, man. Victor Creed, Sabretooth, just tearing apart a Sentinel. I like it. Now, if you like this unboxing and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe, man. It's free. Don't cost you nothing, and it helps us a lot. And until you see that next unboxing video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.